Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again, continuing to share with you on the subject of the fear of the Lord in your life. We've talked about what the fear of the Lord is. It is the reverential respect and awe of God. When they had the fear of the Lord, they stood in awe of Him. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. It's holy, it's pure, it's uncontaminated. When you see God for who He is holy. He is awesome. He is a God of power and might and knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And I'll tell you, we've got to get the fear of the Lord before us if we're going to perfect holiness in our life. The Bible says in Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride, arrogancy, the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. God hates these things. And if you have the fear of the Lord before you, you're going to hate the things that He hates. He hates evil. God wants us to hate things that are of sin, hate these evil things. If we hate them, we will not have anything to do with them whatsoever. The fear of the Lord is also the beginning of knowledge, the beginning of wisdom, the instruction of wisdom. And the fear of the Lord that brings us wisdom will cause us to depart from evil. As we have that understanding, by the fear of the Lord, we will depart from evil in our life. Now God has called us to holiness. He said, "Be holy as I am holy." And He talked about the fact that we are going to pass our time in this earth, sojourning here in the fear of the Lord. We're going to have the reverential respect and awe of Him. We're going to be totally submitted to Him. We're going to humble ourselves before Him. We're going to submit to His Word. We're going to listen to His voice. We're going to speak His Word. We're going to take our thoughts captive and think only on the things He wants. We're going to deny ourselves and allow ourselves to be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Him as we walk in the fear of the Lord. Of course, the problem with the world is there is no fear of God before their eyes. They just do whatever they want. You know, the world's attitude is just do it. I'll just do whatever I want. When there's no fear of God before your eyes, you won't know the way of peace. You'll continually see destruction and misery in your ways. Your mouth will continually be speaking things that are cursing and bitterness. Your feet will be swift to shed blood. There'll be all kinds of destruction. You won't understand. You won't seek after God because of a lack of the fear of the Lord. God wants us to have the fear of God. Those that have forsaken God and backslid, they have not had the fear of God before them. Just because you get born again doesn't mean you have the fear of God before you. You get it as it is developed in your life. And we've been looking at the principles and the points in the Word of God that show how the fear of the Lord is developed in you. Psalms 34:11 says, "Come, ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord." The fear of the Lord is taught. And how does that going to happen? Because we get in the Word. Deuteronomy 4:10, "I'll make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth." As you hear the Word of God, it will cause the fear of the Lord to be developed in you. And you need that so you'll walk in His ways. Deuteronomy 5:29 says, "Oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with thee and with their children forever." Notice, when you have the fear of God before you, you're going to keep the commandments of God. You're going to do what His Word says. You're not going to do what you want to do. You're going to do what the Word says. And it all starts with a heart that is right before the Lord. You know, God is looking upon our heart. If you have a heart that is yielded to Him, and you have the fear of the Lord before you, you will keep His commandments. And what's going to be the result? It's going to be well with you. God wants it to be well with you, and it will be well with you if you keep the commandments of God in the fear of the Lord with a heart right before God, and also will be well with your children, praise God. Well, it's important that we not only hear the word, but we must do it. In Deuteronomy 6:1, it talks about how that they would receive the commandments of God that they were taught, and they had to do them in the land, whether they go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God. We need to be hearers and doers. You can't just be a hearer only. You can't be one of these pick-and-choose Christians. I like this, and I'll do this, but this, I don't know if I want to do it or not. I've heard lots of Christians say, well, sometimes some of these things in the Word, they're just too hard. That is a heart that is not submitted to God. That shows a lack of the fear of the Lord. You can't just pick out what you want to do. You need to submit to all of the Word of God and walk in the fear of the Lord, the reverential respect and awe of God. Jesus listened to the words that the Father told him and the things that God told him to do. The Father, whatever he directed him to do, Jesus did it. He would not speak his own words. He spoke what the Father told him to do. In Deuteronomy 10:12, he said, Israel, what doth the Lord require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to have the reverential respect and awe of him. When you do that, you'll walk in his ways. You'll love him and you will serve him. Another principle we looked at is tithing. When you tithe, you will learn to fear the Lord thy God always. Deuteronomy 14, verse 22 and 23. The fear of God before you shows the fact that God is your source. And you will bring the tithe that belongs to him. It's not yours. It belongs to him. It is holy before him. You'll bring the whole tenth, not if you have enough. You will bring the tenth off of all of the income, and that's off the gross. The tenth, the first tenth, that is, not the last tenth, the first tenth off of your income. As you bring that to the Lord, that shows the fact that you believe that he is your source and that you have the fear of God before you. Praise God. Psalms 86, verse 11, another principle we talked about is we need a heart that is single-minded, single-hearted towards the Lord. He talks about uniting my heart to fear thy name. How's that going to be evident? Because your heart's going to be sold out for God. You're not going to have your heart one way towards the world or one way towards serving yourself and then another way towards walking in the ways of the Lord. Unite your heart to be single-hearted to serve the Lord. That's going to be evident because you're going to walk in his truth. You're going to walk step by step in the Word of God. And it's so important that we learn to have a consistent walk in the Lord. That proves that you have the fear of God before you. Another principle we want to begin to look at today is obedience. This is very important. If you're going to learn to fear the Lord, you must learn to be obedient to God. You cannot be disobedient and learn the fear of the Lord. Obedience will develop that in your life. Abraham was one who learned obedience. And in Genesis 22, verse 1, God tested Abraham. He said, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And what did God tell him to do? He told him to take his son, his only son, Isaac, and to go up there on the land of Moriah and offer him there on a burnt offering on one of the mountains that he was going to tell him to go to. Well, he told him that he was going to take off and obey. He obeyed God immediately. He said to the young men, abide you here with the ass. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. He had the confidence that he was coming back because he knew that Isaac was the child of promise. Well, when he got up there, Abraham, and on the way up, he said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went forth, and when Abraham got up there, he stretched forth his hand, took the knife to slay his son. And then in Genesis 22:11, the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything to him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. How is God going to know you have the fear of God before you? It's because you'll obey whatever he tells you to do, and you won't hold back anything. The most precious thing to Abraham, he was willing to be obedient to God. And he says, now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son. The fear of God is developed in your life as you totally yield yourself unto the Lord. Let go of everything, even the most precious thing. If you'll be yielded unto the Lord to do whatever he tells you to do, that will show and prove to the Lord that you have the fear of God. You see, Abraham, he was obedient. He learned to be obedient to God. That shows the fear of the Lord. In Colossians 3:20-22, the Bible talks about the fact that we're to obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. If you have the fear of God before you, you'll be a God pleaser, not a men pleaser. Too many people out there are men pleasers. They will please men and compromise the principles of God because they want to be a men pleaser more than a God pleaser. That shows a problem with your heart. If you have singleness of heart, you will fear the Lord. And whenever you do things, you'll do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Whenever you do things, the fear of the Lord is going to be evident if you do it unto the Lord. But if you do things unto men, you're not walking in the fear of the Lord. You're doing it for the benefit of the way men are going to look toward you. You do everything as to the Lord and not unto men. Obedience is so important for the development of the fear of the Lord in your life. In Hebrews 11, verse 7, the Bible says, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet as seen, moved with fear, the fear of God, he prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Here he had the fear of God before him. God told him what to do. He warned him of the things that were going to come. He learned to obey God, and he did exactly what God told him to do. He prepared an ark to the saving of his house. You know, when God comes and warns you of things not seen as yet, you better be ready to obey what he tells you to do. You better be moved with the fear of God and do exactly the directions that he gives you. Carry them out. In doing this, he condemned the world. He became the heir of the righteousness which is by faith. You need to obey God. As you obey God, in the measure you obey God, will show that you what you hate to disobey. You'll hate to disobey anything that the Lord tells you to do. You will want to obey him. And boy, when you fear God, you'll walk in faith in his word. You'll be a hearer and a doer of the word of God. Do you have the fear of God before you? Again, it's evident by your obedience unto him. Walk in the fear of the Lord, and God's blessings will come upon you. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.